Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Catastrophic monsoon floods have killed at least 1,200 people in India, Bangladesh, and Nepal. That's about 40 times more than Hurricane Harvey's death toll. Last Tuesday, Mumbai was battered with 15% of its annual rainfall. Eric Morsad with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says their ministry partners are providing tangible relief as the hands and feet of Christ. Mission India team sent these prayer requests, and we're asking that you join them in prayer.
Pray the water level and the conditions return to normal. And we just pray for the flood victims that they would just be able to rebuild their lives soon. And we just pray for our partners who have lost all their crops and livelihoods in the floods, that they'd be able to quickly regain that financial strength. And also be praying for the good health of the people working in those areas.
And sharing God's word is just the first step in the ministry process. Investing in someone's life for the long term is where real spiritual growth takes place. That's something Wendell Rovenstein says Bibles for China is committed to over the coming years.
We have identified six provincial areas where we have relationships that we're beginning to nurture and spend time with, and going back on a consistent basis with the same individuals so we can together see the work of God being accomplished through sowing of God's word, the Bible which they need.
Bibles for China partners with other organizations to provide gospel resources and leadership training. You can find ways to get involved, including the mission trips, at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives that have been transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.